This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're a 2020 presidential candidate, the place to be today is New Hampshire, which holds the first in the nation primary tomorrow. All the Democratic contenders have been there for days. President Trump is heading there later today for a rally in Manchester this evening. In the latest CBS News tracker poll from that state, Pete Buttigieg leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders with 25%. Then come Elizabeth Warren, and in fourth place, former VP Joe Biden, who's downplaying any notions his campaign is losing steam. Biden says many New Hampshire voters haven't made up their minds yet on who they'll vote for, but they all want one thing, to remove Donald Trump from office.
Everybody, including independents, a lot of Republicans think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And I feel confident about where we are.
He spoke on CBS's This Morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
In New York City, a man's facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning. Less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street, they say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is going to brief Congress this week on how the coronavirus outbreak in China might affect the world economy. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is telling government watchdogs to be on alert for any attempted retaliation by the administration against whistleblowers. There are more than 70 independent inspectors general in federal departments and agencies. Schumer's request prompted by Friday's firing of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman from the National Security Council. The South is getting ready for a pretty stormy week, and today there's a high risk of serious flash flooding through tonight across northern and central parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and parts of eastern Texas. With a look at the box office earnings over the weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend.
This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is the number one movie. It brought in $33 million. Number two, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, bringing in $12 million. Number three, 1917, bringing in $9 million. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas is at number four with $6.7 million. And number 5, Jumanji, The Next Level, bringing in $5 million.
Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We do. I mean, here we are. We're looking at a budget proposal for our government in the coming year. The president is putting forth something like what, $4.6 trillion. Hey, what, you know, what's a trillion here, a trillion there, right? What we have to look at is what we can afford. And there are things we're still trying to catch up on, like military expenditures. This is why we had to do it. But, I want to bring Stacy Washington, my good friend. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. She's the Project 21 co-chair. So I want to get her insight on this. Stace, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, great to have you here. I just started talking about the budget and what had to be done with the military. You come from a military family, former military yourself, served the country. It's absolutely vital. I mean, you talk at a time and period where we need to exercise, as Ronald Reagan said, peace through strength. We have to demonstrate strength, and with the investment that we've made in the military recently, we've put the world on notice. America is back. This is not the era of Barack Obama and a bunch of, others who think that the military is inconsequential. It is important, and not only for America's standing, but obviously when you see how the world is responding, they're saying, hey, hip, hip, hooray, thank God America's back.
Well, sure. I mean, a strong America doesn't necessarily mean an America that has troops in every nation on the globe. Mm-hmm. And as a part of rebuilding the military, the president has been very clear about his desire to draw down troops from Afghanistan. And we spent, $8 trillion? We spent $45 billion a month in Afghanistan. And we've lost thousands of troops, and that doesn't include the troops that we lose on a yearly basis to suicide, 17 veteran suicides a day. So right. I think the human toll and cost has been ridiculous. It's immoral for us to fight a war that we don't have a strategic objective in. And it's also fiduciary madness. It's not responsible spending of U.S. tax dollars to continually pour money into the Middle East. And it's one more thing that I will point out. And I know it's not necessarily the vogue thing to say, but I think it's worth a discussion, or at very minimum, putting that seed in the minds of people to think about, not during the radio show or at any specific time, but that at some point we have to consider, wouldn't it be better for us to take the trillions of dollars that we've poured into the Middle East, which is not our neighbor and not our responsibility? There are Middle Eastern nations who should take care of that. Instead, pour a fraction of that money into our own hemisphere. Yes. And I don't mean Canada. I mean South America. And not all of South America, specifically the countries that are the primary drivers of illegal immigration into our nation. We could reduce crime. We could reduce drunk driving deaths by 10%. We could reduce our prison population significantly, and we could increase the safety of Americans who are paying for the wars in the Middle East only to have a soft invasion going on at our southern border that is not being addressed.
Exactly.
I know the president has worked really hard to do something about it. Congress is completely, you know, just completely, they're specified when it comes to dealing with illegal immigration. But it's worth talking about and thinking about and getting behind the president in his drive to draw down our troops in the Middle East.
Well, boy, you hit on so many points. First of all, let's talk about being a good neighbor. And this is what the president has been insisting. Look at the Middle East is the Middle East problem. And not that America, you know, we've been invested in it. We had reason before to be highly invested in it because of oil. Last time I checked, hey, look, we're energy independent. We don't need to be beholden. But that's not to say that we don't participate where we can. But the levels that we have traditionally been participating in other nations has been ridiculous, especially when you consider the return on investment. And this is what happens when you have a businessman in the Oval Office. He looks at it in terms of it's not his money, it's the people's money. So what are we getting back in return for it? And here it is. I mean, you know, we went through all this exercise about quid pro quo. Quid pro quo is not a bad thing necessarily, especially when you look at return on investment. And when you consider quid pro quo, I've maintained, Stacey, we're $23 trillion in debt. And a lot of that has processed that largesse has been based on quid pro quo. We've had politicians come in and they buy votes. And it's kind of uncanny the way they're able to do this. They buy votes not with their money, but with our treasury. And that's why this continues to bloat up the way it does. And, you know, maybe as I was speaking with the Secretary of the Interior, who was the lone survivor the other night during the State of the Union, David Bernhard, I said, David, do me a favor. You know, go back and tell the president, as much as he focused on jobs, to focus after his reelection on bringing down this deficit. Instead of $23 trillion, I think we could start looking at $22, $21, $20, going back in the opposite direction, because I believe what's coming with this incredible storm that's going to hit the political landscape is that conservatives and Republicans are going to be given a bigger seat at the table and a bigger voice, and this will give them an incredible amount of opportunity to draw down on this debt and to look at entitlement reform that, you know, that we can look at in a reasonable sort of way without having to, build up the military. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer going, okay, we'll give you the military budget, but hey, look, we want $1 trillion in domestic spending. You know, we want $1 trillion. Wait a minute. That's quid pro quo, and that expands the budget instead of saying, you know, because last time I checked, Stacey, the military serves both Republicans, Democrats, and independents, right? I mean, it serves the nation. It doesn't just serve Republicans, right?
Of course not. And I mean, the Democrats are just as gung-ho about a military interventional action as anybody else. So it's used to be that the Democrats were anti-war. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't push an attack dog off of a baby if they were there and president could do it. But now, if you look at them, they're actually even more in favor of intervention in foreign nations. That's why President Obama had the nickname the drone president, because he literally used the drone warfare tactic as a means of keeping troops out of harm's way. But he didn't give our troops favorable rules of engagement, which led to more death. So I think when you talk about the budget bill, it's really important to note that Nancy Pelosi has already stated she will not even take a look at President Trump's budget proposal. So this 2021 budget proposal that he's putting forward is the one that we can have something very similar to it, or be the opening conversation if we give the House back to the Republicans. And he's talking about
exactly
the budget.
Right.
It's good. It's a good one to look at, but we have to do our part. We have to vote for the Republicans in the House.
So you're telling me she tore that up too?
She's probably got a torn up copy on her nightstand. You know, I mean, it's a thing for her. She's Nancy the Ripper. It's fine. We can still see it adults while she has temper tantrums.
Nancy the Ripper. Oh, Stacey Washington, leave it to you. Oh, gosh. We've got so much more to cover. We're going to talk and get into some of the specifics I believe, some great news for Americans. I don't get the lie inference or even the declaration by the Democrats and the talking heads about what the president had laid out in the State of the Union. And we're going to get into a couple details more with Stacey Washington, the Project 21 co-chair. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, thank you for coming alongside and joining in, because all hands are on deck right now. We've got a country to save, and we need you in the fray of it. This idea that you can just stand on the sidelines and, you know, commentate and not do any heavy lifting, that's not where it's at right now. Like it or not, Stacey Washington, we are in a second American revolution that many have been saying that we have been long overdue in having. But it's almost like only one side is fighting, and we need both sides in the fray if we're going to win this country.
Well, we do, and I've been lamenting a little bit, and I know it's so weird because I'm, you know, Stacey on the Right, and, you know, I have my website, stacyontheright.com, and I'm, you know, obviously Project 21 and National Center are nonpartisan, but we come from a limited government, pro-constitutional perspective, and we know that's respected on one side, not the other. So people have been a little surprised to hear me saying that I really miss the old Democrats. Mm-hmm. And the reason I miss them is kind of articulated for me. I had no idea he was writing this book, but, you know, Tucker Carlson wrote the book Ship of Fools, and in it he talks about some of the things that old Democrats, traditional Democrats, blue dog Democrats, whatever you want to call them, Democrats mm-hmm. 30 years ago used to do, and they provided a foil to the Republicans because as much as you want limited government, I don't want libertarianism. And I know a lot of people are libertarians, but I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying there's certain parts of libertarianism mm-hmm. that say the government is so hands-off that it does not provide for the kind of society that Americans are used to.
Right.
So the Democrats were kind of pulling the Republicans in that direction. And the push and pull of the two-party system manned by Democrats who still loved America and the Constitution and Republicans who wanted capitalism and limited government but still, you know, believed in helping their fellow man, that was the push and pull that brought us economic prosperity and a level of society that is the envy of every other nation on the planet. We no longer have that. Mm-hmm. And so when I watch snippets of the Democrats debate and I see what they're talking about, gun confiscation, abortion on demand without parental consent for underage children, you know, the complete obliteration of our southern border. And most importantly, they want to nail the final nail in the coffin of any moral structures we've ever had in this country. And if you don't understand what I mean, just look at clips of the Super Bowl halftime show with right. two 50-year-old chicks on poles stripping and looking like God only can describe.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're trying to put on every single neighborhood, every single community, and the complete elimination of religious freedom. How can we be in favor of that? So we need
the only thing was missing from halftime was the story reading lady that's been invading libraries.
So that kind of most Americans think, well, that's maybe just the big, you know, top 10 media markets, big cities, you know, multiple tens of millions of people stacked up on each other. That's never been what I wanted. It's not that. They have drag queen story hour here in St. Louis, in our inner ring suburbs, in tiny libraries where the library is so small, the librarian knows every kid who walks in the door and what their favorite genre of books is. And the drag queens are reading stories to kids in those same libraries, community libraries. So this is a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want people, I'm not saying this because I'm some tinfoil hat wearer, or I'm obsessed with government, or I don't have a life. My husband and I are married. We have three kids, two in college, one still lives here at home. We have a dog who's adorable that I have to take to the groomer every 6 weeks. You know, I have a home that I have to clean, and I cook every night. I am a regular person. But I also attend my county council meetings now. I was just drug into that by the vagrancy laws. You might be wondering, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Everything.
Exactly.
If you want 10 cities in your community, like in San Francisco, how does San Francisco get like that? Leading our liberals and liberals.
Well, I just came back from L.A., Stace.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I was born and raised there. I was in radio in L.A. It's heartbreaking. You drive on the freeways and you see the tents on the overpasses that people just, I mean, they're not even hidden away anymore. It's just.
That's democratic rule.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying that you won't have any time to do what you do, that you won't be able to sit down and veg out in front of TV after work on weeknights, but one night a month you should be committed to attending your county council, city council, or it depends on what kind of government you've got, what part of the town you live in. You have a mayor or some person who's in charge who lords your property taxes over you and directs them to wherever he thinks they should go or she. Go to that meeting once a month. I'm not saying it because I want to tell you what to do. I'm telling you, if you don't go, the common sense, regular folks who have to buy their own groceries and pump their own gas, don't go to these meetings, those people will destroy your city. And that's what we're trying to do here in St. Louis. And me and a group of women have gotten together and we're going to stop it. And, you know, you got to do the same thing. They're running amok all over us.
Well, going back to what you said originally, we've said this all along, so I guess Tucker Carlson and I agree in that sense, is that it's not that you want to eradicate any one party. I mean, they've done, speaking of California, they've done that. It's a one-party state. Republicans hardly have a voice anymore. And look what's happening to that beautiful state. It's running amok. I mean, people are leaving. The number one U-Haul, market is California. People, one-way trips out of the state. And the state would want you to believe that that's not the case. But clearly, all you got to do is look at the exits. Look at even around your neighborhood. People that used to be your neighbors are no longer there anymore. I mean, it's really sad what's happening, but that's the result of a one-party state. So I'm not promoting. I agree with you and with Tucker in that sense. And we've long said, look, we need to have balance. Now, there's certain issues that the Democratic Party believe in, like their issue on life and, you know, being able to conduct abortions all the way. I mean, forget about up to the last second of delivery. Now it's post-delivery as well. This speaks to the core of our morality. That's what this all comes down to. We were talking with Bruce Thatcher earlier from History Speaks. At the core of all this is the moral fiber of this country. We have abandoned God. We've abandoned moral principles. And we are paying the price. I mean, teen suicide, marriages in disarray, families being broken up. I mean, the very building blocks of our nation are all being destroyed from the bottom up. And what are we doing? You know, we're staying home playing video games, not investing our time wisely in this fight for America.
And I mean, you know, not to throw gasoline on the fire and we're starting here, but since we're here, we might as well make it a jig. Why don't you drag your adult kid with you?
Yes.
This is the thing that when you say video games, it makes me think of our young adult kids. And there's nothing wrong with playing video games. I'm not those crazy tinfoil hat folks who don't believe you should go outside when it's raining or anything like that. Just do whatever you want for your recreation. There's none of it is a horrible evil. Video games included, but we have to have everything in moderation. And by that, I mean, if you hear that your county council meets once a week, you're not going to commit to going once a week because you're not on the county council, but you could certainly go once a month and you could get together and have coffee at your house or say, you know, like the olden days, potluck. When I was a kid, my mom used to have a potluck and they would eventually, while they were sitting around eating and talking, get to politics and someone would say, well, why don't we write a letter? And they would. So this is what I'm talking about. This is the way America has been run from the very beginning, is you get a potluck together, everybody brings over their favorite kind of coffee or tea, you sit around and you catch up with each other, talk about the kids, maybe show some pics on your phone, and then get down to the business of deciding who's going to go to which meeting. Everybody just goes once a month, you share a group email or chat, and that's how you can keep control over these elected officials, who in and of themselves are not bad, Bill.
Yes.
I don't actually think the women, there's four of them, they call themselves the squad, like the squad that we have running amok in D.C., and they're not bad women. I've listened to them talk at the meetings. I don't think they're horrible. They're just progressive liberals, and they don't understand how their feel-good ideas will hurt my community. And they're being paid by my tax dollars, and I don't care if they're Democrats. They're beholden to me. They decide to get elected, and they're required to protect us. That's their job. And I'm going to make sure those women know it. I don't care if they ever become Republican. I don't want to be their friend. I don't care what they tweet. I just want them to remember that my safety and my tax dollars are in their hands because they chose to be elected. And I will require that they are held responsible for actions that they take on my behalf.
Communication is a healthy thing, Stacey Washington.
Absolutely.
And thank you for talking with us. I appreciate it. How can they be in touch with you, Stacey? Real quick, we got 10 seconds.
StaceyOnTheRight.com.
Just like that. There she is, Project 21 co-chair, Stacey Washington. Thank you, Stace. God bless. Have a great one. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
world. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're a 2020 presidential candidate, the place to be today is New Hampshire, which holds the first in the nation primary tomorrow. All the Democratic contenders have been there for days. President Trump is heading there later today for a rally in Manchester this evening. In the latest CBS News tracker poll from that state, Pete Buttigieg leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders with 25%. Then come Elizabeth Warren, and in fourth place, former VP Joe Biden, who's downplaying any notions his campaign is losing steam. Biden says many New Hampshire voters haven't made up their minds yet on who they'll vote for, but they all want one thing, to remove Donald Trump from office.
Everybody, including independents, a lot of Republicans think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And I feel confident about where we are.
He spoke on CBS's This Morning, and this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, after 8 show, you know, we're live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And there are stations across the country that delay broadcast us. And so we're not exactly live, as you can imagine. But if you want to listen to us live, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go, no matter where you are. And also, you can download our podcast absolutely free. It's our gift to you of all these great guests that we bring on. You know, we're very diligent about pursuing the issues of the day and going beyond the 8-second sound bites. I mean, if you're relying on 8-second sound bites for your information, as you can imagine, probably the depth of your knowledge and understanding will be the thickness of a bumper sticker. We don't want to do that to you. We want to make sure that you are worthily blessed of the information that you deserve. And so we bring on the experts to talk about the issues of the day. And like I said, go to BillMartinezLive.com, download the podcast, our gift to you, available usually about an hour after each show is completed. So maybe it's the evening or late in the afternoon and you want to, you know, catch up on these interviews. Hey, look at download it and share it with your friends and make sure you tell all your other friends while you're talking to them anyway to check out, you know, the program here. Okay, so appreciate you doing so. Justin Thomas is joining us, and Justin has just a most incredible story And it's all about becoming a provider. Discover the joy of blessing and protecting others. Justin, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well, Bill.
Well, Justin is the co-founder of C.L. Thomas Fellowship. It's a nonprofit that coaches men and women to become providers based on a biblical worldview. Again, what I appreciate about your worldview and your perspective here, Justin, is we've found, you know, through experience, you know, Jesus said it's better to give than receive. And when you are a provider, boy, your happiness is elevated exponentially, is it not?
You're right. It is. And it's a little bit counterintuitive because you think, well, how can I continue to provide for others when at times in life I don't feel like I can provide for myself and there's a lot of constraints? Mm-hmm. Yet that's the joy that we find in providing for others.
And the thing's amazing, Justin, is you talk to people and you find the people that are most generous. Sometimes you even look at it. They're not even saying that to you. You're seeing them. You go, wait a minute. You look like you need it more than you're giving. And but yet they will say to you, like you say, it's so counterintuitive. And based on your own perspective and your own worldview, you know, they're actually happier than you are.
Yeah, and that's really the kingdom of God, isn't it? Where it doesn't sound like it should work, but it does. And we just need to trust that. And, you know, I had an experience of losing my father, and that forced me to really face the reality of how do I follow in his footsteps of being a provider? And you know, I hope that others don't have to face that hardship in order to just find the joy in providing for others.
Justin, I want to get into more of your story about losing your father. I know, gosh, it's been almost 15 years since my father went on. And I'll tell you, the legacy that he left behind, you know, 9 kids, I don't know, something like, you know, close to 60 grandkids. I mean, and here he is, a World War II vet. It was a medic at the Battle of the Bulge with General Patton. A rich history, but one that a lot of people didn't know about because he was such a humble man. But he was one of these that you learned by his example. You learned by his hard work ethic. You learned by how he loved his wife and he loved his children. You know, and those lessons, like, you know, you share with us about your dad, are endless. I mean, they live in infamy.
Mm. What a great legacy. And isn't that inspiring to think about how you can do that for others? And that's the positive ripple effect that you've been able to experience that I hope others have in their life. Mm. And yet some don't have that positive father figure. And so the great thing is that they can find that in Christ and their faith to find the ultimate provider to model their life out of. But what a blessing when you have that earthly father to really inspire you and to leave that positive legacy.
Exactly. Well, for you, you lost your father suddenly, as you write, a couple of years back, and it was earth-shattering for you. Tell us about that.
I started my day like any other week and got to the office first, and I got a call that I didn't expect, and it was the call of my father had a sudden heart attack and just passed away like that. And so, as many of your listeners can relate to, that's just an earth-shattering moment when your reality has changed. Mm-hmm. And the odd thing is that when you lose someone, what's really hurtful is obviously the loss, but then also when you look around you, everyone's just going about their life as if it's normal, but your life has totally changed. Right. And that's a hard reality to comprehend and to face with. And so there's this free-falling sensation that you go through. Fortunately, I had great family and friends to help me along the way. And as I was processing, what does this mean with my father just mm-hmm. all of a sudden being gone? I had the opportunity to deliver a message at his memorial service. And I wanted to just pick what is the one trait, the legacy that he left me. And I kept coming back to this theme of being a provider. And through that toast and that speech led to the book and the work that I do today.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so the idea of being able to have, you know, that bit of his legacy that you could hold on to, because when you go through something like this, I think that's what we do. We grapple for some understanding. You know, what's it all about? You know, what do I do from here? I mean, it is a crisis of sorts that we have to go through, because anytime when you have to do that kind of depth of soul searching, wow, I mean, it's the kind of thing that you, on one hand, you don't want any other person to go through, but on the other hand, it's the biggest blessing that you experience.
Hmm. You're right. It is an incredible blessing, and I'm so fortunate that I had an opportunity after the passing of my father to sit down with my pastor, and he shared with me Psalm 23. And at first I thought, well, this is just the common psalm that we all know about. Yea, though I walk through the valley, shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I mean, we all have that in the back of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
But my pastor challenged me, and he said, no, I'm not bringing this up because you lost your father, but because you told me, Justin, that the word provider really stuck with you in his life and in his legacy. And this chapter is really about this figure of the shepherd being the ultimate provider, and just what you've been talking to me about over this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he challenged me to reevaluate Psalm 23 and look at it through the lens of God as our provider. And I'm so thankful he challenged me. And that's really been a rally cry for me and a source of comfort to just continue to go back to that rich chapter in Psalms and to explore it. Absolutely. That, what a beautiful image of the shepherd who has earned the trust of his sheep to bless and protect them.
Interesting that you would use that. That's what we used for my father's funeral. Psalm 23. And for me, it's also, as you break it down, it's a reminder of who God is and the names of God, that are so richly entwined in Psalm 23. And it was just one of those, events like this. You look back and you wonder why you were motivated. And of the nine kids, I mean, for me, it was like there was no question. This was what we had to use for my dad. And the rest of the family agreed. But to me, I knew it was a God thing. I knew that it was God's purpose and hand upon that decision, as I'm sure as it was with you.
And those are great moments to be able to know that that's a God moment. And
exactly. We got to go to break, and we've got more from Justin Thomas. We're going to talk more about his book, Become a Provider, right here. Stay with us.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open your mind.
Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I love that lyric. I tell you, does that give you a bit of an opening? I mean, if you have ears to hear what that lyric is reminding us of, an immutable God who loves us so immensely beyond our imaginings. Justin Thomas continues with us, CEO, and who has written a book, Become a Provider. A Pew Research study showed that 71% of adults believe it's very important for a man to be able to support a family financially in order to be a good husband. He's the co-founder of the C.L. Thomas Fellowship. It's a nonprofit that coaches men and women to become providers based on a biblical worldview. And we're talking about his new book, Become a Provider. Justin, do you realize how much you've blessed people with your book? I mean, and your father, which is a continuum of your father and his legacy. This is so awesome, and I love, you know, your book. You referred to your dad the same way we did ours. He was Pop as well, and just talking just on how he would communicate with you and tweeting. Didn't have didn't have call out services on his house phone and. Would just send you a text, CHP, huh? Call home, call the home phone.
That's right. Why do you actually get a call out of your landline?
Right, of course.
he enjoyed just living a simple life, and we always joked about that. And so he had to communicate with us. He would just send us a text message, which was a big deal. He came up with his own acronym of CHP, as you mentioned, for call house phone, which we would do.
I love that. That's great. Well, you know, and we were the same way, you know, with our Pop, that, you know, rarely did he, you know, say something like, hey, I need this, or call me, or do whatever. But when he did, we respond. I mean, it was immediate. You know, there was no question about that. As you did your father, your father taught you about provision, his example in his life. And of course, you discuss it in your book in Becoming a Provider, and then you also go on to talk about your Pop's final words. Tell our audience the story, if you would.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty amazing where I received a letter, actually a couple of years before my father passed away, and it just goes to show how well-prepared he was and how thoughtful he was. And so I get this letter in the mail, and it's an envelope in an envelope, and it says in the internal envelope on the front is my father's handwriting, and it says, "Justin, please put in safety deposit box, open upon my death."
Wow.
And as you might imagine, this is a pretty surprising letter to get.
Well, of course.
And so I immediately called up my pop, and I said, "Hey, pop, do you want to tell me about this letter?" And as you might expect from our conversation so far, knowing his character, he was very simple and direct and straightforward and just said, "Just do what it says.
Follow the instructions."
Well, I didn't question that, and I did that, and I put it in safety deposit box, and I honestly didn't, you know, try not to think about it anymore, and just left it as is. And, you know, what a gift that is, and I just thought that's an encouragement to others to really understand the power of our actions and our words, and just the thoughtfulness that comes with that, because in that moment of loss, and he had no idea, you know, that his time was coming. And, I mean, like I said, it was over 2 years later that once I got that call that he passed away with a heart attack, it was such a gift to say, "Oh, I can't wait to see what's in that letter." And I had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. And it was just an amazing experience in such a time of loss to be able to go back to that letter and open it up and see his handwriting. I think that's probably a lost art, is just providing someone a letter and a note. And it was very short and sweet. And he simply wrote in the letter how he hoped his death was timely and caused as little trouble as possible, which once again speaks to his character of, you know, "Don't let this bother you, and I'm fine." And he mentioned that he was with the Lord as I read that. And the powerful statement that he left with me that really became my definition of what it meant to be a provider was he told me in the letter, "May Jesus bless our family and protect us all." And that was it. It became so clear that being a provider was blessing and protecting others. And I got that from my father's last letter to me.
Well, and I think that, you know, for him to even have the state of mind, you know, to even say, I mean, which is revelation in and of itself, because I always look to things, you know, we talk about a biblical worldview and things that people will say. And sometimes they say things, and because I catch myself at times, and maybe you do as well, Justin, is you go, "This isn't me. Where did this come from?" And you have this sense that it is so holy and so profound that it has to just come and emanate from the very throne room of God. And for your father to say, "I'm with Jesus," I mean, that's that in of itself, I have to believe for you, is very comforting.
Absolutely. And it became real, because as you mentioned, it really challenges your faith when you lose someone. And you might have said casually, "Oh, yes, there's a heaven, and people that are believers are up there." Mm-hmm. But then to really think about what my father just shared in his letter, that he's in heaven with Jesus now, it became a reality that really deepened my faith.
Well, and of course, and the final, love, Pop. Wow.
Mm.
The ultimate blessing, huh?
Yeah. And it was such a gift to get that letter. And it really, and I didn't want to only receive that gift and process it, but to reflect on, well, if my father did this for me, then I can do this for others. I mean, this is something that I can be intentional about. And so I've got two young daughters, and I've started to write them letters now. And it's really through the legacy of my father, and trying to take how he blessed and how he protected me and my life, and to say, how can I do this now as I raise my family and find inspiration in that? And all of this happened, and it was so many divine moments that I said, I've got to write this down. And I had no plan, no preconception to do this. Mm. Yet through the experience of losing my father, really reflecting on what it means to be a provider, having that letter in hand, and going on a personal journey of what does it look like to be a biblical provider, that's what came out. And it's so fun to share with others. And as you mentioned earlier, to know that it actually blesses others, that it's not just a self-promotion game, but people have contacted me about losing their father or a loved one, and to say, wow, this really spoke to me. And that right there is worth all the time and effort of trying to pick a word and how to craft something and just say, oh, it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as a teacher, I love, you know, because we, you know, for those of us who teach and speak to others and you want to bless others, you think in sometimes in equations, you love those things that, you know, provider equals and when you, it looks good on the board or on a, you know, on a visual aid and you go provider equals bless plus protect. And as you demonstrate, I mean, this is all very biblical.
Right, and I hope that's what comes across, that this is nothing out of my own craftiness or knowledge, but just simply reflecting on my father's life and going back to Scripture. And mm-hmm. we talked about Psalm 23, and it's a beautiful imagery of how one can bless and protect others where you've got that, your cup is anointed and it's overflowing, you know, that right. blessing in your life and goodness and mercy following all the days of your life, and then at the same time feeling protected by others. And you know that feeling of being able to lay down in green pastures, and you don't do that unless you feel protected by someone.
Exactly.
Something. And how to do that for others is just, it's really exciting when you stop and say, how can I do that?
Right. Yeah, and when you're laying down in those green pastures, it's a time that your soul, your very soul, the essence of who you are, is restored and refreshed. That just gives me an incredible picture. And maybe for guys like us who work and, you know, you're a leader and boy, you're putting it out there. You welcome those moments of repose, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you need it.
Yes.
And when you're giving, you got to have those moments. And that's why you accept the provision of Christ. And then that fuels you to do that for others so that it is this virtuous cycle versus this, my cup's going to be empty soon, and I can't do this for a while. And so that's how you go from, you know, being that selfish mindset of hoarding everything to, oh, this is possible. I can be giving of myself and be more of that shepherd and that provider figure.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned you have two daughters. I was blessed with one, and someone gave me some great advice. You know, I guess I always wanted a daughter. I had four sons. And at the time, I had three sons. So it was my three sons for many years. And then our daughter came along. And someone at church one day gave me a bit of advice, and maybe you've already been aware of this, but it was really life-changing for us. And he told me, he says, you need to start dating your daughter. I thought, well, dating my daughter? I go, well, that's interesting. And as I thought more and more about that, you know, in being the example of who she would meet down the road, I wanted her to know what, you know, what she could expect from a date. That, you know, I wasn't going to come honking my horn and, you know, expect her to run out to the car, or, you know, that I was going to be there to open a door for her. I was going to treat her like a lady. And that was the experience. The thing was interesting is that as we started doing this, Justin, the boys came to me and said, hey, whoa, 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 you know, you're having this time with Marissa. You know, what about us? So we had to have some, you know, son and dad time, which we were having anyway, but I had to really make it a point. It was like, okay, yeah, Marissa had her time, but you guys were going to have individual time as well. So it was quite the blessing. So for what it's worth, I share that with you. Justin Thomas, his book, Become a Provider, Discover the Joy of Blessing and Protecting Others. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Justin, God bless. Thank you for being with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your...